Okay, just for the record, and one of the things I want to talk to him about, because he is a businessman, and one of the things that he says is that Nevada needs to become self-sufficient, not relying on any outside sources, not relying on the federal government. I mean, if you look at the money that was before the legislature, a lot of it. Was federal money. And Barack Zilberberg is one who believes that we need to be less dependent on the federal government, less dependent on anybody outside of our borders. And I'll be honest with you, I like that idea. You know, how do we make ourselves as a state self-sufficient? We'll talk about that. And I'll also let you hear from Tucker Carlson, tongue-in-cheek tribute to Joe Biden. And if we have time, Joe Rogan with Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends this morning, asking Dr. Sanjay Gupta why CNN lied about ivermectin. Wow. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Can count on a union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A Coast Guard official says the size of an oil spill confirmed October 2nd off Southern California is thought to be about one-fifth of what it was initially feared.
When an offshore pipeline cracked and leaked off the coast of Huntington Beach, California, officials estimated the spill could have been as much as 132,000 gallons. But now, Port Commander and Coast Guard Captain Rebecca Orr says the figure is believed to be closer to the lower estimate of 25,000 gallons. Roy Kim, a California state environmental scientist, said the size of tar balls being collected has diminished from the early days of the spill. Officials say the cause of the leak remains under investigation, but the pipeline could have been damaged by a ship's anchor months before it ruptured. I'm Jennifer King.
Republican Senator John Cornyn says his fundraising committee raised more than $2 million for fellow Republicans in the third quarter.
Senator Cornyn won't be up for re-election himself until 2026. For 2022, the senior senator from Texas is using his Cornyn Victory Fund to raise money for all GOP senators up for re-election. The effort comes as Republicans hope for a major midterm election season win. Republicans hope to regain their majorities in both the House and Senate for the remaining 2 years of President Biden's term in office. Bob Agnew reporting.
Correspondent Mike Kempen reports the WHO estimates about 4 million people have tuberculosis but have yet to be diagnosed.
The disease is caused by a bacterium that often infects the lungs. About a quarter of the world's population has a latent TB infection, meaning they carry the bacterium but haven't become ill and can't transmit it. Those who harbor the bacterium have a 5 to 10% chance of eventually developing TB, but it is treatable if caught early.
The UN Health Agency says 1.5 million people worldwide died of the bacterial disease last year. On Wall Street, the Dow by 534 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. Fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Mr. Las Vegas's return to the Strip has been delayed. Wayne Newton has postponed the relaunch of his show at the Flamingo. Wayne Newton, Up Close and Personal, had been scheduled to return October 23rd, but Newton blamed chronic back pain from his injury and recent surgery for the delay. There's no relaunch date that has yet been set. Well, more bad news for former Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden. Video game developer EA Sports says it's removing Gruden from its popular football game Madden 22. Company officials say Gruden's likeness will be replaced with a generic character once the game gets updated in the next few weeks. Earlier in the week, Shoemaker Skechers canceled its endorsement deal with Gruden, while the Tampa Bay Buccaneers removed his name from the Ring of Honor. Gruden coached Tampa Bay to its first Super Bowl win in Super Bowl 37. He resigned his coaching position with the Raiders on Monday after news reports revealed he used racist, homophobic, and misogynist language in emails over a period of years. I say open everybody's emails. More than a month after the Clark County School Board approved a vaccine mandate for district employees, we'll have more on that later.
Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now, the biggest delays at the moment on area freeways is into the Spaghetti Bowl. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, you are bumper-to-bumper all the way back to Valley View. There, also slow flows where the construction zone exists, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. We're having some fun. This has become a really cool day. We've had a great show so far, and we're not done. We are not done. Barack Zilberberg joining us, candidate for governor here in the state of Nevada, and he joins us. And Barack, you're all dressed up.
Yes.
No place to go? No.
I was actually circling around, and as far as introducing myself to small businesses out there, you know, and shaking hands and meeting new people, and it's been just great. You know, I've been interacting with many communities as well, and we want to bring it in. We want to bring it in, and we want to turn this state to red. In order to do that, we're going to bring a lot of diversity into as far as our party.
And, of course, you're running.
Wait, that's the Republican Party, our honorable Republican
Party. There you go.
Yes.
I want to ask you about something you talked about last week, and you weren't quite ready to unveil it, but you were talking about rhinos.
Yes.
And everybody and their brother has been asking me, who's he talking about? Who's he talking about? Is he talking about me? That kind of thing. And I went, I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
So you're talking about that as a Republican Party, we need to weed out the rhinos.
Yes.
Who are they?
Well, basically, let's start naming them.
Name and names.
Name is Joe Lombardo. Okay. He is, as far as I was over at the Dragon Ridge, as far as Southern Republican Club, and he was announcing his candidacy. And over there, he blurred out he's a Democrat. And the whole room heard him. So, I mean, I have witnesses. He's a Democrat. I believe he is far subsidized by Mr. Sisolak, which is our current governor, you know, and he wants to infiltrate perpetual people, you know, into our party and disturb our party. So he's one of them. Definitely Lombardo. As far as then, there's another one, John Lee. He's a Democrat. I know he's a mayor.
No. He was. He was a Democrat, and he moved to the Republican Party.
Yes, he has.
A few months ago.
But it doesn't mean that the cores and the values that you have are in the Republican Party. How do you know if you vote him in, you know, do you think he will go ahead and come through in the Republican principles and everything that is adhered to our party? Do you think that will happen? I don't know. It's very hard to believe. So he's a rhino. Then we have, as far as Mr. Heller as well, he's a rhino too. Basically, Mr. Heller, as far as in 2016, wasn't supportive of Donald, our president, Mr. Donald Trump. You know, he wasn't supportive of him, you know. He discouraged him, and, you know, I know that he was also diverting with Hillary Clinton at the time, so he's a rhino as well. So we have three rhinos that are identified. Furthermore, we'll see in the future who else I could identify, but these are facts.
So that's the top of the hit list. The rhino hit list.
Yes, yes, yes. And then, you know, there's a lot of rhinos within our party as well, you know, and I just see it. I see it. And it's not real. They're not real cord Republicans. You know?
One of the things we as a party have done, and it's not to our benefit, and that is for some unexplained reason, we always try and iron out the differences we have with rhinos or folks that we don't agree with within our own party, but we always do this during the general election. Mm-hmm. And by then, there's nothing you can do. It's either our guy or their guy.
That's right. And it's too late.
And it's too late then.
Yeah, it's too late because you actually, you know, and I think people should educate themselves in regards to who the candidates are, you know, not just go into a poll and, you know, vote and say, oh, okay, this guy or this guy, his name sounds well. Let's vote for him. Or you have to actually do research on the people. You have to understand what their positions are, their values, what they're going to do, and as far as their policies. It's very important. You just don't pick someone because, you know, being a governor, it's a serious thing. You know, you're responsible for over 3 million people here in the state of Nevada. You know, it's huge. So there's a lot on your shoulders, and every measure that you make and every decision you make must be, you know, made wisely, you know, and just not out of emotions, you know.
Well, and the other thing that I think is important is that, for instance, a few years ago, we won all the constitutional offices. We won the assembly. We won the state senate. And yet it was Republicans that pushed the largest tax increase in the history of our state across the finish line.
Hmm.
We need to know about these politicians that are doing this kind of stuff before they can do us harm. And that to me has always been what the primary process is about.
Yes, and we need to raise awareness. That's our job, you know. And basically, we have to know who are the ones that are in the Republican Party and who are the Democrats, especially in this time, early and not later, as you said. So, I mean, given all of that, vote for Barack Zilberberg. He is the candidate. I'm not a politician. I'm a business entrepreneur. I don't horseplay. Whatever I promise, I deliver. And that's my bottom line. So I believe, as I said, I have no competition here.
I want to ask you about fundraising, because
yes.
Fundraising, everybody gets all a Twitter, and you know, we have candidates that have raised $1 million and $1.1 million and $1.4 million. Are you going to be a part of that race?
Well, basically, it's not about money here. You know, there's more than money here. There's passion. There's patriotic values. There is the cause of our Republican Party, and then there's goodness that we must. You know, you have to understand, we're public servants, so we are to serve the people, by the people, for the people, and with the people. Okay, the people don't serve us. I'm doing this in a voluntary type of basis. You know, I have no interest here. I have no corruption, and I have no interest of money or anything. You know, I just want to do it in the goodness of my heart and give back to the communities and give back to my fellow Nevadans and to the United States of America. It'd be my honor and my pleasure. And, you know, I really mean well. And as I said, and I mentioned always, that I will contribute my salary as a gubernatorial sitting governor in Nevada. And I'm here for the long haul. And I want to make things, you know, come into realities. All my vision. I'm a visionary person. And I just reach out and I make things happen.
Barack Zilberberg is in studio with us and is all dressed up, nice coat and tie. I mean, he looks the part of a candidate for governor. You're getting ready to embark on a 17-county tour of mm-hmm. our state. When will that begin, and what will be the kind of message? And will the message change down here in Clark County versus up north or in the rurals?
No, my message is the same. I'm for our constitutional rights, all of them, okay? Not one of them is going to be removed or disregarded whatsoever, so we're going to adhere to all of our constitutional rights. Nevada will be the real America. There's no say if, ands, or maybes. And as I said, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'd like to bring a lot of industries and a lot of growth and prosperity here into our state, our beautiful state in Nevada. Furthermore, I'd like to, you know, as I said, I'd like to work on health care for everybody. I know there's initiatives where others can bring in the health care programs, you know, in a place. So I'd like to do that. And I'd like to also bring the prescription drugs down so it's affordable, so people don't have interpretation that either I eat food or it's my medication. You know, they don't have that distinguishment. They can afford both as far as prescriptions and as far as their essential goods and needs.
Barack Zilberberg is running for governor for the state of Nevada. We'll talk more about his platform. And one of the things we're going to talk about is voter integrity. A lot of us are afraid that we're not going to get a fair shake in the year 2022. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, you too. And you look great. You're also suited up. Don't tell me you're not suited up. Look at that. You have that beautiful blazer.
I didn't know that you were going to be dressed up. And I said,
you're dressed up too. We're both dressed up.
I know. Yeah. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers. Good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was looking through some of the campaign literature for Barack Zilberberg, candidate for governor, and our guest in studio. And one of the things that you talk about is the need for the state to become self-sufficient. We saw probably better than any time when we had to shut down the economy, the Sisolak shutdown, yes. that we were really vulnerable. Tell me what it means to you to be for a state and for a community to be self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient means we'll have our own industries, our own manufacturing. We'll have our own. What I'll do is I'll even offer companies, corporations, and what have you, conglomerate corporations, free land so they could build and have their infrastructures in place and start creating job growth and create our own industries as well. We will manufacture everything. So we're not reliant on the United States, the rest of the United States, or China, or anybody in the world. So we'll be self-sufficient as a state. That's what I mean. And we'll also grow our own agricultural. Up north, I saw there's cultivating, there's livestock up there. So we could cultivate, we could, as far as grow vegetation, fruits, in abundance, and we'll have our own. We need water, too. So we're going to work on that as well. We're going to have water here. We're going to have everything.
I know that water and water rights in northern Nevada is huge. What is your view of who owns this water? I mean, water is something, and yeah. I've always said this, that we all take for granted. Mm-hmm. You open the spigot, the water's always there.
Yes.
But there's going to come a time when it's not going to be there.
Yes.
And the people of from the People's Republic of California are going to be drinking our water. And I guess my question is, when you talk to people in northern Nevada when you're on your 17-county tour, what are you going to tell them about water?
Well, basically, I don't know what our current governor is doing with the water. Obviously nothing, and we should do something right now. I tell you, between you and me, we should recall Sisolak right now. Get him out of office right now. Just in the nearest future, get him out. And somebody like me has to go in. And I got to roll up my sleeves. I got to take care of business. And once I get into there, I could, as far as sign initiatives, all kinds of things, just with the stroke of a pen, and we'll make things happen. So we need to recall Sisolak right now. There's no time to wait until he, as far as adjourns, or he's out of office.
Well, the problem with recall is they've made it so difficult in our state, much more difficult than the People's Republic of California.
Yeah, and also what I've heard is that also Jara, he shouldn't be there as a superintendent either over in Clark County, in our educational system. He should have been out of there. But, he read a paragraph according to, his contract. They should have caught on whoever wrote the contract, and there was an expiration date on the contract. Therefore, he continued another 4 years. And now we have another 4 years of this guy. So we can't have this happen with our current governor, because another 4 years of that, we're over. And we got to get also Jar out of there. And I'm going to find a way to get him out. We need fresh blood. We need fresh people, new ideas. We need intelligence coming in here, and people that can do and enhance our state, our educational system, and everything across the board. I'm going to have a diverse cabinet in my administration, the Zilberberg administration. So we're going to bring it all together, and we're going to make things happen. And I will delegate, and we will make the movements and the initiatives that we need to within the Zilberberg administration.
Barack, I want to ask you about something that has been in a lot of your literature, and it's been in a lot of your speeches, and that is voter integrity.
Yes.
And the question is, can you get a fair shot at this election, whether it be in the primary or the general in November of 2022?
Yeah, I was thinking about what you're kind of, tossing and turning over to me with the chads and, as we've done in our system. I like the old way, the old-fashioned way. But, as you come in, let's say you're flying abroad from another country, you come back over to United States of America, what do they do? You have immigration procedures and processes, so you need to have a passport. So being as far as having a passport, you're a U.S. citizen, right? So you go into this machine, right, and you scan the passport, and then your whole identity comes up, right? And then basically you see, you identify if you have any goods you brought in or whatever. This is how I want to integrate election integrity. So basically everybody has passports. They're U.S. citizens.